Righto. Yesterday afternoon, we got through Saturday, Newcastle and Sandown. Then into the twilight time, our time, we saw Hong Kong and the locals step out preparing for the internationals. And we were stunned by the performance of Athiro that came out of Tyrrell Stud, went through the Inglis Easter Sale and is now trained by our special guest this morning, John Moore. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Andrew. And I have Zach Purton right beside me at the track. He's listening to what's going on, and you can ask him some questions yourself.
Okay, well, we will, because we've got Ron Duffacy, we've got Dean Lester, and we've got Glenn Munsey that are going to ask you some questions as well. But were you even stunned by Athiro yesterday, John?
Not really, because he was carrying a postage stamp, and he'd worked really well, leading into the race. And, I thought, if everything went right in running and he jumped away cleanly from the block, then I thought he could win.
Is he as good a sprinter as you've ever had, John?
Oh, definitely. I've only won an international sprint with Inspiration, with Darren Biedman on board at 60-1. But prior to that, I've never really had a real top sprinter. Not listening to me came to Hong Kong, but he was really a spent force by the time he got here. But, this is definitely the best of the best.
Okay. What weight will he carry in that international race? Is Zach light enough to ride him in that race?
Would you like to ask that question? He's like, yeah, listening to you. I've got you on open line here.
Okay.
Zach, you talk to him. Don't worry, Duff. I'll ride him.
He'll stop all the people ringing. That's all. We've got a couple of light blokes here in Australia that might want to ride him. That's all.
Yeah, no, there's no planes coming to Hong Kong at the moment.
A few extra games of golf, Zach, with the sweats on.
Yeah, exactly. No, it'll be right. I'm pretty light at the moment. I've had my weight down for a little while now, waiting for an opportunity like this, because I knew this might have been on the card, so it's not going to be a problem.
Is he as good a sprinter as you've ridden?
Yeah, I think he is. Aero Velocity has been the benchmark for me up until now. He won 2 Hong Kong sprints, as well as winning in Japan and Singapore. He was a fantastic horse for me. But he was not as naturally gifted as this fella. He seems to do it a lot easier. He floats across the ground like a butterfly, really. He could be anything.
It was the way that he did it yesterday, John, wasn't it? That around the bend, you were looking horses that were sitting back second to sixth, thinking, oh, they'll be running on off this pace, but he just simply kept going.
Yes, he did, and that's what he does and what he's very good at.
Where are we now with Beauty Generation, John? I know he's been a superstar, and he still is, but that's 2 defeats now.
Yes, Zach and I have been having a talk about that this morning, and we're of the opinion that first start, when he broke a track record over 1,400 and was carrying something like 25 over pounds over his best racing weight, might have taken a lot of the steam out of him and flattened him. And that was proven with the start before, where he didn't kick, and because when he's in for the fight, that horse always gives you length. Zach mentioned this morning that he's just not into the fight these days. So it was disappointing when I thought he could win on the weekend. I'll go back to the drawing board. There's a few things that I can tweak with him. I know he's 7 going on 8, but there's 2 things that I can tweak with him that I hope can get the job done in December.
So can I ask Zach on that point with Beauty Generation yesterday, Zach? I mean, did you feel that you were travelling well to when you straightened?
Yeah, I did. Obviously he's a horse that's got a high cruising speed. He's run along at good sectionals early in his races before, and that's been where he's won all his races. So, by the time we got to the halfway mark, I was happy with how things had gone. I was happy with how he was travelling. And to be honest, he did give me a little bit of a toe into the straight, but as soon as he got into the straight at the 400-metre mark, he put the white flag up, and I could tell I was in trouble straight away. He didn't accelerate like he normally does. He didn't grab the bit as strongly as he normally does. He didn't go on with it. So, like John said, he's just not really up for the fight at the moment. When it comes to the tough end of the race, he's just taking the easy option out.
Glenn Munsey's got a question to John Moore regarding Athiro.
Yeah, John, we got a little race here in Australia, in about 10 months' time. It's worth $75 million Hong Kong dollars. You wouldn't be interested in travelling for a race like the Everest?
In fact, there has been, I won't say who, but somebody contacted George and said that they'd like to give him their space in the Everest next year. So Hopefully the government will change the quarantine restrictions back to 2 weeks and 2 weeks. It's two here, two there. And then, but you've got to remember that I'm putting the white flag up, as Zach mentioned, in Hong Kong. I'm looking for somewhere else to train. So,
or you could bring him with you.
Yeah, and I'd have to speak to the owner because I wouldn't be licensed in Hong Kong, as you know. David Hayes is on his way up here. So, I'd have to speak to the owner and train him in Australia or whatever country. And then back for the Everest. But definitely, it'll be considered, in consideration.
And, John, on that point, is there a thought of you... I mean, I know that you want to end with a terrific high in Hong Kong, but is there still a thought in your mind you want to come and train in Sydney?
I have interviews in Australia coming up in the next 6 months with various... call them big conglomerates and that sort of thing, and consideration will be given after, talking to some of the big conglomerates in Australia about training in whether it be Melbourne, Sydney, or even up at the Gold Coast. But that's still all up in the air at the moment. Even training overseas, that's still a possibility. But of course, my first choice would be Australia if I could, set things up in the right year, in the right city. But at the moment, it's all up in the air, and I have to discuss it with the wife and family first before the green light's given to where we do train.
John, just on another matter, the current climate in Hong Kong, there's talk about it. You talk to different people, they say there's nothing to worry about, and other people are optimistic. Is everything, full steam ahead for this international meeting, or is there still worries over there with these protests that are going on?
Well, it's the infrastructure that there are, the obstructions are coming from the infrastructure and getting people to the racetrack and everything, especially when the Lion Rock Tunnel and Poly University just below the Kowloon side of the tunnel is all blocked and that sort of thing. But from a racing point of view here at Sha Tin, I don't see any problems. It's just getting people to the races. That could be a problem when the 8th of December comes along. But there's a lot of turmoil up here. They were blocking Polo Harbour Highway, which is outside the racetrack here, which caused no end of trouble. And as you probably know, John Sires, myself, and a few others had to cycle to the track with flat tyres.
Unbelievable.
So we never knew that was going to happen. But answering your question, the 8th, the international meet will, at Sha Tin, I don't see any problems. It's just the infrastructure getting people to the racetrack.
I guess the other one, I'm not too sure whether it's been announced yet, John, what jockeys, and Zach, you can answer this one if you want to, mate, but the international jockeys meeting on the Wednesday at Happy Valley, I guess the jockey club will have to make some sort of choice about what they do there.
Well, that's it, because, Happy Valley's right in the city itself, and the protesters, the rioters, can block the infrastructure going to the track, which could be detrimental to the meeting. So that's all up in the air, but I'm sure the jockey club are making assessments at the present moment to make sure of the security, the safety of all racegoers, staff, and everybody concerned. But I'm hoping that there won't be any hassles and that race meeting will go ahead, because it's one quite a racing, party that night, if you'd like to call it that. Everybody likes to go to that to that particular racetrack and enjoy that meet with all the international boys on show.
Righto, John and Zach, we appreciate you taking our call at this time of the morning up there. We just wanted a few words around Athira. I know the team at Tyrrell Studd will be absolutely blown away by the performance last night our time, and we can't wait for the sprint race in a few weeks' time. Thanks both for joining us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, mate, and thanks to all.